I'm going to watch it. Believe me. I really love the...
No!
I was going
to ask for back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Still one of the saddest moments of our show in 14 years. Hanging up on a Hall of Fame coach.
It was an accident. Nobody hung up on him. We got to check in on Dick.
You guys haven't been on the air for 14 years.
No, but the station's that old.
But it feels like it sometimes, Evan.
What an upset.
Dude, that was... Townie called in.
95% of the Evan fans wasn't out here. There had the under. 2.5 years.
I was 16.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, wow.
Go ahead. There's something that you wanted to talk about.
Don't try to Michelle Obama me. I ain't got none of that today. You set me up yesterday?
No.
Nope.
No.
I'm good.
Okay. No, you're not good. You sent a text to the thread. You have something on your mind. It's very important. It's very important. It has a lot to do with what's on the field and who's competing and, you know, winning and losing. Something about a visor?
Oh, yeah. Do we have... I don't know if we have that sound, Stoddy, because we almost... The sound will do it justice. But, man, I mean, what are we doing in sports? Colin Cowherd has his show, and he ripped the Cowboy head coach, Brian Schottenheimer, for wearing his visor backwards. And I'm like, is that what we're doing? But Evan kind of, I don't want to speak for Evan.
Wait, do you want the Cowherd sound or the Schottenheimer sound?
Oh, the Cowherd sound.
Now, give us both.
All right.
Give us both.
Schottenheimer was just asked about what's going on with, like, the Parsons negotiations. Right. But here is Colin Cowherd's response to Schottenheimer responding to questions at the podium with a visor on.
You know, I don't like backward hats. What's worse is a backward visor. That's a 2-win team. I'm taking away 4 wins. So when you sit in front of a podium... You're representing the Cowboys, you're representing Bank of America, you're representing a $12 billion corporation. I think you got to do better as a head coach than a visor backwards. There's a reason that country clubs and private clubs, you have to wear collared shirts and jackets. There's a reason for that. Like, there's a standard. I don't want to look like a guy that's here to move my couch. Like, I want you to do better than that.
I got to tell you, I don't know how to feel about that.
Well, Evan, tell us how you feel, because you shocked me with this one. But I'm like, I get he needs clicks and he is who he is. And it's about sportainment. But come on, Evan.
Does Colin Cowherd really need clicks? I think he's doing just fine.
I kind of agree with him. It's not even the backwards hat thing, but it's seriously, like, visors are just a bad look.
Why?
Like, am I tripping on this? Visors do not look good.
Well, I can only tell you my experience with visors.
Did you survive?
Well, you know, I play a lot of golf, and I usually go with a regular golf hat. And then one time back east, I didn't have a hat, so I went with a visor and went out to the first tee, and my buddy would not let me play in a visor.
He was offended that
you cannot wear a visor.
So it's like a do-rag.
I just didn't like it.
That's what Colin's acting like, Evan. Like, it's unprofessional. And I'm like, dude, if the owner's okay and Goodell's okay with it. But I remember back in the day, Tony Romo, when he was starting 08, 09, he had his hat backwards. Cowherd had a problem with that. Like, I don't know why it doesn't bother me. John Gruden used to wear a visor. I mean, it wasn't backwards, but.
Doesn't Shanahan wear a backward cap once in a while? Here and there, probably not at the podium.
Yeah, I mean, I don't mind the Ken Griffey, but it's...
Oh, the Ken Griffey.
My issue is with the visor itself. Like, I think it... I don't like it when tennis players wear it. I don't like it when golfers wear it. I don't like it when ultimate Frisbee players wear it. I just don't like visors.
I never knew that about you, E.
I don't have a strong opinion on visors, but I kind of hear what Coward's saying.
But you guys came down my road because
Pods
had
the
hoodie inside the gym, and he's a professional at the Valkyrie game, and I just had an issue with hoodies inside. Take them off. But I didn't, Evan, this feels like that, but I think there's more merit to that than the visor in sports, but I get it. It's not your thing.
I do think it...
I'm taking away 2-4 wins.
Well, that was a bit, but I think it's sure. It does feel kind of unprofessional, right?
Where do we draw the line?
The answer is yes.
Because let me tell you what's unprofessional.
But the question is, does it matter?
Let me tell you what unprofessional is. Unprofessional and a guy watching YouTube and old basketball games. Coaches in sweats. Oh, watching Steve Kerr in a suit just... It's a reminder of the NBA. You're going, Guru, what are they losing? They're losing something, man. Chuck Daly, Phil, all the great ones had, come on now, and now everybody looks the same.
Yeah, that doesn't bother me. I would agree with this from the 510 and the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorneys text line. The visor is still a better look than those dirty, sleeveless hoodies like Belichick wears. Those things are hideous.
Dude, look like he ain't washed his either.
And as long as we're going that, nobody has ever liked in the history of mankind the synthetic football shorts that coaches wear that are too tight, that are all polyester.
No, I'm not mad at those.
Those are awful.
Almost bought some in Texas.
I'm sure you did.
Yeah. If I wasn't Thunder Thighs, I might have got him having, but anyway. Yep.
I do think when you're coming to the podium, it's a little different than Pod sitting courtside.
It's training camp. Steiny, can he have a vibe? It's hot.
There's also different rules for everyone. For example, if...
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Kubiak's the new head coach in New Orleans, right? Yeah. If he showed up with a sleeveless hoodie, he would be reprimanded. But when you win 7 Super Bowls, or 6, whatever the number is, you can kind of do whatever you want.
Yeah. If Goodell don't got a problem with it, I don't.
Well, we don't know yet.
Evan said, I'm taking away 4 wins. Like, that means something on the field.
Well, I know somebody that could take away 4 wins. Micah Parsons.
I told you guys this is all entertainment.
It's not really that entertaining, though.
Do you know Myles Garrett requested a trade, and he got his chicken shortly thereafter? That's what's going to happen here.
Well, that was my daughter's
problem. There's not going to be 2 Luka situations in the Lone Star State, I don't believe.
Debo requested a trade back in the day.
Yeah. How'd that work out for him?
Good.
Yeah.
He's on a contender this year. He wasn't last year. You hate when I say that, don't you?
No, I just...
Well, they're not really.
No.
49ers aren't really a contender.
If people didn't know you, they wouldn't get you. I understand you.
Debo's their number one receiver right now.
Man.
Well, let me guess. Go out and get McLaurin.
No, the morning guys were kind of talking about it. Okay. Not saying it like they brought him up.
Yeah, let's have tell you what. Here's what we should do. We got a guy on his rookie deal making 10. Jennings making 7.5, but let's bump him up to 20. We got Ayuk, who's hurt, but he makes 30. Let's get another guy in here that makes 30, that will pay 30. And then we got 4 good receivers and a quarterback that can't throw the ball downfield. Woo! Oh, we're going to the Super Bowl.
I don't know if you guys have watched what Dan Quinn wears as a head coach. Evan, he has the whole hoodie thing, too. So he looks like he just came from the gym.
I thought he does the backwards cap.
He does. That and the Belichick hoodie that looked like it hadn't been washed. With the hood, you know, the one Steiny doesn't like. The Belichick.
Oh, I can't stand this.
Yeah.
I can't stand
What's the basketball equivalent of a visor?
Well, I think those hideous sweaters.
I love them. You mean the my Timberwolves?
Yeah, but everybody's wearing them. You look like Men in Black color is.
I look sharp.
I want the coach to be distinguished.
Diabolical.
Have you talked to him, honestly, this offseason?
No, but he just did an interview with a guy who
that's pretty good. He
used to cover Franklin and Marshall.
Okay,
basketball.
Diplomats.
Yeah, there was a sports writer that covered this way back in the day. He just did a podcast with this guy back in Pennsylvania.
Is there anybody that doesn't have a podcast not named Evan Steiny?
I don't.
Well, Evan has some.
You don't.
I'm gonna get one.
You probably won't.
No, seriously.
I don't think you work hard enough. Okay. I didn't mean it like that, but no, you're really not. Like
I watch.
You got to be Evan, more careful with your words.
Yeah, Evan, it's like, now if we were janitors, that's I'd true. Be like, you know what? I don't mop enough. I go hide. I take extra long lunches. So it doesn't bother me. But the people that know Goo and Daryl, I'm going third person, they know I watch, E.
Well,
they know I put in my time. They know it.
I mean, this is hard for me to say. You do watch. But you do not work as hard You're not even in the same league in terms of hard work as Stephen A. Smith. You're not willing to pay that price.
I did the backyard boogie for right. 2 years.
But
do you know what that entailed?
I don't.
Okay, but that, see, you learn something new every day. Evan, right. I didn't even know Evan
Stephen
when I was
a.
doing
Smith
it.
Smith works 7 days a week.
He's getting 20
from dawn to dusk.
He's getting 20 M's a year.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Well, I don't.
7 days a week.
Just acknowledge that you don't want to pay that price. That's I don't. I'll admit I don't want to pay that price.
There is no price when you do something you love.
Well, that's a myth too.
No, it's not.
It just is.
We're in the, what is it? The
salad days?
Kids department of life with what we do.
And that's another problem we have is that that's an indication that I treat this job seriously. You treat it like a joke. It's like it's a big, yeah, every day's Christmas. And we're just going to open presents. And, oh, yeah, 8 day. And please, I'm trying to make a living here.
Don't do it like that.
I'm trying to make a living.
That's the gift. The fact that they pay us to do this with these fire takes.
That's a weird assumption.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app. Coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. I did just think of something.
Well, Chris A. said you tried to insinuate I'm the Kuminga of the show, but that won't stick, but go ahead.
You work harder than Kuminga.
Please. I am the system.
Although you kind of load manage. But
you're
more
well-rounded. Your game is complete.
Hey, dude.
Yeah, you.
Yeah.
You are so much more valuable.
My boy Hawk doesn't like you, Steiny. He don't like the way you talk to me, so he don't like you.
No, he's a punk.
If you see Hawk, he would put you in a pretzel, Steiny.
Please.
Take that back.
How old is he?
It don't matter.
Hey, Hawk,
old enough.
Bring it.
You don't want these
Hawk
problems.
You got nothing.
What about big decks? You got people out there, Steiny. I'm keeping them off you. Just, it's a bit. Just put it away.
Well, apparently it's not with Hawk.
I'm Batman.
What did he say?
It's your attitude.
You know what, Hawk? Yeah. You're gutless.
I should have.
If I say
call.
It to Guru, you won't say it to me.
He's not the only one.
Is this guy from the U?
He's from L.A., but the way of the U is how I know him. Yeah. Kids play.
And that's what life's about.
Make sure you know. Had two boys, played to Logan. One went to UCLA.
From L.A.
Went to USC. From L.A., the origin, but way up here in the Bay.
Yeah.
I keep dudes off you, man.
Way to go, Hawk.
Yeah, there you go.
Sounds like he's got some good kids.
Yeah, it does.
And you're waiting for a one-liner. I'm not going to give it to you.
Well, I think you got the message.
His
Cut
kids.
It out. That's right. Chris A.
Hey, oh, boy.
What you got?
You hear what's going on in San Francisco?
That can be 20 different things.
Looks like it's 65 and sunny outside.
Right.
What do you mean?
What do you got?
It's an all-out.
I know.
We got an all-out assault on automobiles.
The speed cameras.
Yeah, 33 of them.
But I don't speed in the city.
Yeah, no.
My issue is to coming across the bridge. I just feel like you ratted me out with CHP. They're out there every day now, Evan. It's like a video game for your boy. Dude.
I got a notice in the mail.
This is a public
Are
service.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm going to give you guys a public service message, and I'm dead
this
serious.
This is weak, man.
So 33 cameras have been installed in San Francisco. That's true.
Oh, my gosh, this
is
weak.
They are obviously video cameras, and they can tell whether you're speeding in the city, whether you ran a red light.
That's gutless.
Whether you committed any kind of infraction. And there's been a grace period of at least 3 or 4 months. And so, for example, Evan, a couple weeks ago, was going 11 miles over the speed limit.
You was flying, E.
He got a letter.
Fulton's a straight shot. Can we be honest about
Fulton
this?
Fulton should not be 25 Dude, miles an
yeah,
hour. That's a
that.
Joke.
Wow.
Anyway, he got a notice that he was going 11 miles over the speed limit, and he wasn't going to be fined this time, but next time he will be, and it's official on August 3rd that
oh, man.
Now if you get a ticket, you got to pay.
That is weak, man.
Now, why do you say that?
Because we're not hitting up the budget, the city, and
That's
now
right.
they just want us to pay for it, and this is the way that you're going to pay for it. This is... I'm telling you, man, Switzerland, here I come. I'm leaving here. I truly, this is so.
Quit trying to cheer me up.
You let him sack.
No, but I'm via the Yoon. Evan, I got two locales. I'm out of here, man.
Where are you going to go?
Texas is number one.
Oh, yeah.
I just want the country, man.
Oh, yeah, that's.
Now, why would you laugh, E?
Nah, Texas will solve your problems.
And you can carry, open carry. You try bipping out there. I'm serious, Evan. You got a thing to. I'm telling you.
It's part of the problem.
So you're going to move just so you can speed.
No, just. It's getting too crowded. And.
Not the city.
I'm just tired of, the hustle and bustle. And then now they're going to take it out on us, people that get up and go to work. Oh, we don't even have the guts to pull you over anymore. The camera caught you. We know what you're doing with the funds. The meter maids, they're out of control.
Well, they're paving.
I'm just tired, man. I am. I want a slower speed of life, Stani. L.A., that's the fast life. Just came back from it. Like, I want to just chill, man. Go do my 8 hours and then come home, relax.
I mean, I understand the sentiment, but I feel like...
Tired of crime?
I just look at you and it can be overwhelmed in Dubuque, Iowa, too.
Please.
You know what I mean? Like, life comes at you real fast sometimes.
I just want a remote, HD TV, the games, some good lemonade, and just be to myself.
Well, you have most of those on Thursdays.
Evan, I got to give them a two. Oh, man. Hey, but tell the people where I'll be when I'm gone. In a couple of days, I'm going to Barry or my Aunt Annabelle, 93 years old. Chaskey, if you're listening, I'll be at that funeral. So have my back, you and Evan.
I got
hold
you.
It down.
Yeah, condolences, man.
No, seriously, thank you.
She had a great life. 93?
I feel like you're going somewhere you shouldn't, but yeah, she did.
Oh, my God.
Evan,
are you
kidding
me?
Let's leave it at that. Let's do stop me. You can't.
She lived 93 years. You should be thankful.
No, that's a beautiful. Okay. No doubt.
My Nana lived till she was 97. She was cooking up until the day she died.
Make honestly, Bosa. Would you guys take... I would give my right arm for both of those. 93 and 97.
Depends on the quality of life that I was living at that point. Like, my mom's getting up there, but she's still out there.
She's at the gym still.
I know.
Dude.
I know.
Well, hey, she needs a podcast.
I don't want her to have a podcast. You're all right, though, Goose. Seriously.
Yeah. You got to be, no, seriously, can I just, something for the show? You did something on Facebook, political. You got to draw it back. Because
no.
You brought in the show and people, you didn't, but people thought you were talking about the show. So that means me and I'm looking at the comments being nosy. I just was like, can you take it down?
No.
I called you and I hung up.
Dumb people don't deserve two Evan, explanations.
Dude, but everybody doesn't have your sense of humor. They don't know you.
Well, then they can unfollow me. They can block me.
Remember, you and my boy Everett got into it. Remember?
Wait, who?
Everett. Remember, I got went to school with my guy. It was politics-y.
You know what, though?
Facebook politics.
This is why when you say you're off of social media, nobody's buying
it.
No, no, no.
You're kicking up dust.
Good.
You're polled. You know what you're doing.
What?
You're egging people on.
Oh, that's too bad.
And then you watch them fight and you just look at the comments.
What? I post, and then I return about 3 or 4 days later to see what the fallout is. That's the way to do it.
And that's why I hate social media, just that right there.
Yeah,
man.
Like sometimes I get on my phone, I'll be like, whoa, what 22
what
notifications?
What fire did I start, man?
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
Yep.
I texted that last night.
No, honestly, before we get out of here,
sure, good.
We got time. Your last speeding ticket. I know you drive electric cars, so I'm thinking it's been a while.
It's been a long time.
I would ask you, Evan, but you just got popped.
No, I got a warning.
Wow.
There's a grace period for these cameras.
And we had a young lady here that I won't throw her under the bus, but she had six of those warning letters.
Marcy Wiser.
I didn't say any names.
She got six?
Yeah, no, they're all grace period ones, though.
Good Lord.
I know.
You'd think one would...
She had a Ferrari.
Regular Shirley Muldown.
That is weak, though. You're going to do
Danica
this like
Patrick.
That. Yeah.
With that. I got about six other things written down here right now.
Do you believe... Just because you're writing them down doesn't mean... Do you believe them? That's what the boss preaches. What are you passionate about? Outside of golf.
Pirates beat Giants 5-4, two-run ninth inning. They're now under 500. Line two.
Dude, that is great.
A game like last night shows that it's true. The Giants have sold, and they've given up. And that message has pervaded the clubhouse.
I just feel like, and all you do is preach to me seriously that I'm giving them a free pass. Rodriguez has the stuff. Will, and Rodriguez has the stuff.
Can I be honest with you?
Quit doing that to him.
Can I be honest with you?
He had the yips last night, and he had him in New York.
Right.
They got away with it.
So like Birdsong, he should never pitch again.
No, that, hey, Evan wasn't with us. I want that one
back. Here's what you don't understand. Let me help you. And it's very subtle. But if you have, I was going to use myself, but we'll use a real athlete. Let's say
me.
Let's say, okay, Justin Verlander. And he's pitching pretty well, right?
Last three?
Yeah. So, Justin Verlander is now pitching for the San Francisco Giants, who are under 500. I think he's been a pretty good playoff performer, right? He's got a...
Oh, well, come on now.
World Series? Yeah, he's got almost...
He's headed to the Hall.
He's got almost 300 wins.
And
he's
two.
He's played on some great teams.
About to have 3,500
strikeouts. You do realize that there's an intangible there. There's something built in that's not explainable, but he cannot reach his potential to the degree he could have on a better team. There's just something psychological about it. When you're competing for a title or to win the division or you're in it, and every game means a lot, right, and you're living, dying, grinding, and it means a lot to you, you're going to perform better than, all right, well, we got two more against the Pirates, and we're a game under 500. Let's do our best. But it's that little, little sliver of difference that makes one team compete and one team win. That's what I believe.
But if I understand you correctly, his performances are letting you know that's not affecting him. He's pitching the best that he has.
He's had three
all
good
season games.
Well, yeah. Okay. Okay, let's not use Verlander.
But I hear
use
you.
Anybody else. Adames.
I don't agree, but no.
Adames has played on winning teams in Milwaukee. Now he's on a team that's 500, and it's
but if we have some real baseball tough. Talks, Donnie, they're one game under 500, and they're under 500, way under with Devers. Like, make that make sense. And when you can't make sense of it, I go to the parents. I go to the teachers. If schools are failing because the SAT scores around the school are in the dumps, I go to the faculty. I go to the instructors. And that's why I'm looking at Bo Mail.
Right. And that's why you, when you got bad grades, blamed the teacher, even though you weren't working hard.
I had a 2.80 in high school.
There you go.
What?
That's less than a B.
That's a V-bar. When Evan laughs, that's, I don't know, something gets me mad. Evan, that's a B-minus.
Because I hit the nail.
Please.
A B-minus isn't a B.
No.
Oh my, are we really doing this?
We just did.
Wow.
Hey, I heard something crazy today. I don't know if it's true. Can you just verify? I heard you say something to Spadoni.
Okay.
I just want to bear. Did you really buy that shirt on your own?
Yeah.
Okay. I just wondered. Because you said you did, but it's...
When I went to the game.
It's gear that, you know, it's, be honest, Kincaid.
Wow, man.
Kincaid sent it
to
me.
No, Evan, I'm really offended, man. And this goes back to last Friday. You weren't here. I threw a slug at you the other day. I come in and give you the scoop on some stuff that's happening in pop culture. And you look at me and go, how do you know this stuff? Like if it was crack. I go, dude, it's on the same Twitter. Evan, that hurt me.
It's more about my interest.
You set me up, man.
In individuals' timelines. You say stay off my timeline. I actually would like to get on your timeline.
Dude, Evan, that hurt. And then yesterday you set me up with the, tell me about GMZ and Michelle Obama. And then when I bring up my thought, you just stab me in the back.
Yeah, I better
died
be careful.
A million times
I better
on
be
this
careful.
Show.
Hawk might come after me.
I'm
the big hawk. Oh, the big bird. Big hawk, yeah. Why isn't he the condor? Because he ain't that big.
You gotta be careful.
He's just a hawk. You tell him I'm a condor.
I'm gonna call
in. It's like when Jerry West said, "Oh, I'm a dog. I'm a wolf." All right, bring it on, hawk. All right, don't really. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good.
And that's what life's about.